K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
Hi there, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. I need some help, and I know you guys do this, and I'm doing good, but I have a problem. It's my problem.
I may know where this is going.
Yes. Well, what do you need?
I met this attractive lady at Bob Evans. It was crowded after church one Sunday, and we're standing in line, and we got to talking and got on real well, sort of hooked up a date with her.
Oh.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm a divorced father of three daughters.
Okay.
And I farm for a living.
Oh, good for you.
So I was really looking forward to it. I thought we had a great time, great dinner, great conversation, but it just seemed tense.
Huh.
She seemed sort of irritated from the beginning, and she hasn't called me back. I asked her to call me, and I've called her, and she hasn't returned my calls.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Aww.
What'd you do, man?
No, it might not have been him. Give him a break.
What's her name, Steve?
Kathy? From Fairborn.
Kathy from Fairborn. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to stick you on hold here for a second. We're going to grab her phone number off the air. We'll call her and get her on and see if we can get out of her what the issue was for you here in a couple minutes.
Appreciate your help.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Steve, where do you farm?
What do I farm?
Where do you farm? Whereabouts?
Springfield area.
Oh, okay. Clark County,
that's
man.
That's right.
I like that.
Yeah, a lot of soybeans. Well, you know, I rotate the crops. A lot of soybeans. Got some poultry going, and you know.
Sounds good. A little chicken action. Yeah, all right, buddy.
Good for
yeah,
him.
I got all my life.
Two Aww. Digits. I got my last two digits here. The phone number. So hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll see if we can get a ring here. Here we go.
Thanks. Hello.
Hi, we're looking for a lady named Kathy.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the country music station.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Sound like you're a busy lady. We won't take much of your time.
Yeah, I was just wondering why you're calling. Did I win something?
Okay, well, no winning anything, but here's why we are calling. We got a call from somebody who was kind of asking for some help, and it kind of pertains to you. it's about maybe a date that you went on. Steve called us and he said you guys went out, but you seem maybe a little irritated on the date and he hasn't heard back from you.
Yeah,
he's not gonna hear back from me either.
What happened?
Can we hear why?
Well, you know, we met at Bob Evans after church on Sunday, and he had his three girls and my son was with us as well, and he seemed nice enough and invited me to go out for steak. My schedule is so busy with my son in school and his activities, and so I thought, well, I think I can make time to go on this date, and I really would love to go out for a nice steak. We set up the date, and I got dressed up, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and about 45 minutes later, he pulls up into my driveway in his truck. And so I'm thinking, okay, he'll be up at the door here in a minute and knock on the door. And instead of hearing the knock on the door, I hear him honking.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, no.
And he's honking for me to come out to the car, I guess. So I hurry up out there before my neighbors see this truck honking for me. And I jump in the car. And he says, "Are you ready?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was ready 45 minutes ago." So I wanted to say, I didn't say that. So I already was annoyed with that part of the start of the date. And so then we get to the restaurant, and he doesn't come around and open my door, which was no surprise after the honking. And then doesn't open the door to the restaurant. He doesn't find out what I want to eat so that he can order it, which I always think is nice. And instead, he just orders his. And he just is not how I'm trying to train my son to treat women.
Right.
He just is a Neanderthal. And we're sitting there eating, and then I smell this terrible gas.
Oh.
And I kind of look at him, and I'm like, "Dude, is that you?" And he, like, shrugs and kind of laughs about it. And so I'm not ever calling him back.
Oh, that is awesome.
Delete. It certainly wasn't worth the steak.
Well,
I don't
sure
know.
Seemed like you wanted the steak at the time. You seemed all right with the steak. I spent some big bucks on that steak.
Who is that?
Oh, yeah, by the way, Steve was on the phone. He was listening.
Well, maybe this will help him with his next date.
So, any idea how many soybeans I got to sell to afford that date?
Well, I'm sorry, but I think you should learn to go up to the door and pick up people and open doors for people and farting in the restaurant.
That's gross.
It was just gross.
I apologize for that. I really do.
He was making room.
Stop that fart.
Oh, golly. Well,
yeah, my daughters, their boyfriends honk all the time. You know, it saves time. I thought you were a modern woman.
Apparently, there's a difference between a modern woman and a gross woman. And hey. I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in seeing you again.
Oh.
I detailed my truck. You got to admit the truck was looking good.
Oh, huh? Yeah, it was great. It smelled as bad as it did in the rest.
Residual.
Yeah, anyway, golly. So I still want to know if I get to win something for having to talk to this guy.
Oh, no.
Come on, I apologize now. We could try it again, and I can clean it up.
No, I really am not interested.
Come on, I'm
begging
you.
You know, I mean, how late? I almost changed back into my, you know, into my robe and stuff. You were so late getting there.
That'd have been all right.
Oh, no!
Wow.
Oh, God, yeah, it probably would have been to go to dinner with you. What was that?
What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you just belch, man?
That was a burp, right?
Memory.
Oh, no! Well, Steve, it doesn't look like this is going to work out very well.
We could offer, I mean, here's how you could win there, Kathy. If you would go on another date with him, we could pick up the tab.
No.
Yeah, we'll have you.
No.
Excellent.
And, no.
I'm telling you, Kathy, you won't regret it.
Brad Paisley or something.
We can go to a nicer place. I'll even rent a car.
Oh.
I really just think maybe you should go your own way. And I'll go mine.
Man, that's harsh.
I'm not interested in dating again.
Come on, these guys are going to pay for it.
Somebody modern.